311 here on WTOP. Now, we've been telling you about the big taxi cab protest that led to gridlock in downtown D.C. earlier this afternoon. Hundreds of cabs jammed the streets. The protest services like UberX and Lyft, which allow people to summon a car with smartphones. Well, could services like Uber destroy the so-called driving profession?
It's a question some folks are asking, including Eric Goldwyn, contributor to The New Yorker and CityLab. He joins us live. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Well, good. You know, it's interesting because we phrase this in the lead as destroying the driving profession. But is it destroying the driving profession, or did the driving profession hurt itself by not keeping current?
You know, I think you're right. It's a little bit of both. You know, on the one hand, you're allowing in a lot of part-time labor, so that changes the dynamics of who has access to this profession. But at the same time, you are absolutely correct that the drivers, they need to up their game, and labor needs to respond to the changes in the marketplace in order to keep competitive.
Now, D.C. cab drivers have been forced to keep up somewhat. They've been forced to put meters in their cabs to, you know, track it like they do in New York City. The price of a ride, they've been told to put credit card machines in there and other improvements. Still, Uber does seem to be a tough threat to these cabbies, and then threatens their livelihood.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the apps in general, they really put an emphasis on the consumer experience. You know, they have this real-time feedback where you get to rate drivers, and they seem to monitor that pretty carefully. So there is a very strong emphasis on the passenger experience. And in the New York case, where we have this medallion system where the medallion owners rent the cabs to the drivers, the medallion owners are not facing the consumer in any way, so they don't actually respond to or really care much about the consumer experience. It's on the driver to pay them the money and then figure out what's going on. So you have a system where the people who own the cab medallions are not dealing with their actual customers. And so that dissonance creates a lot of problems and, you know, poor service maybe.
Well, what will have to change for the cabbies to stay more competitive?
I think ultimately what we'd like to see is some of this technology getting in the hands of the drivers themselves so that they can sort of not have an intermediary between them and their passengers so that they can really customize that experience and provide them with the best sort of possible ride that exists. And I think we're seeing this with a lot of apps that are being developed either by cab drivers or being marketed to, you know, sort of collectives or co-ops of drivers that hopefully will take off in the next couple of months.
In your research of this, is there a city that does taxi driving right?
That's a funny question. So the taxi industry is so localized and different from city to city, mm-hmm. which has created this opportunity for the technology to really take off. I don't know of a city that does do it right, but, you know, hopefully in the next 5 years, we will see a real leader that is, you know, progressive in showing us a way towards the future.
One thing some cab companies and localities have been concerned about is the fact that some Uber drivers aren't registered. There's not one uniform set of rules as there are for cab companies. Is that something you see needing to happen to sort of regulate the industry across the board?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best case scenario is that you have the regulators and the app people come together and sort of hammer out some new regulations. I think the beauty of the apps is they show how broken this system is and that the system needs to be overhauled in some way. And so the regulators, they need to be responsive and they need to not necessarily see these apps as a bad thing, but as an opportunity to reinvent the taxi industry in the 21st century.
Eric, thanks for your thoughts. We appreciate this.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too. Eric Goldwyn, contributor to The New Yorker and CityLab, talking about how services like Uber could be threatening the taxi industry.